The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
To say a few words about the practice, I want to evoke a few English expressions. There's the expression, you know, being out of the rain or sheltered from the storm, which is kind of a nice feeling. You know, you're out of the rain and it's cozy and maybe dry and it feels good sometimes and cozy. Being sheltered from the storm, you're protected from the storm, and that can feel good. Away from the crowds is another expression. Generally, when people say something like that, they often have a positive connotation, so finally away from the crowds. And thinking about how you can be in a crowded social situation, music blaring, and maybe at a mall or something, and everyone is rushing and talking, and maybe too many people want your attention, and you're jostling around, and there's a lot to pay attention to figure out, keep your eyes open, and scan the horizon, figure out. It's just exhausting. And finally, you're able to go. They happen to have a little meditation room at the mall. And so you're able to go and step in, and immediately it's a serene place, and it's quiet, and it's so nice to be in the quiet, separated from all the busyness and noise. And it can feel quite good, so good that you can now hear yourself think, and you can finally discover how you're feeling, and maybe you feel somehow tense, and it's nice to sit in a place where the tension can begin to relax. And it feels good to be separated from all that noise and activity out there. So this idea of kind of being withdrawn a little bit or separated from situations that are overly active, overly busy, overly challenging, and coming into a place that's peaceful and quiet is one of the kind of strong reference points for meditation practice. But not so much that we have to do withdrawal, but more that it's a way of coming in touch with ourselves. That the meditation world, we're not focusing less on the fact that we've separated ourselves from the crowds, from the busy situations, all the activity of daily life perhaps, and gone to some place where it's relatively quiet, maybe an empty room, maybe there's a lot of you here today, but we're quiet mostly. And it's kind of quiet, it's nothing. And go someplace, and the emphasis is not being separated from ordinary life, but rather what's gained. And what's gained is that we can be in touch with ourselves. But not just touch with ourselves in maybe a selfish way, but in touch with some of the goodness or some of the wholeness or some of the fullness. Ideally, meditation connects us to the fullness of who we are, whereas, in the busy, active, maybe social life or work life, many people experience themselves becoming fragmented, feeling scattered in their thoughts and minds, and they lose touch with themselves. And so here the idea is to really value and appreciate this deep getting in touch with oneself and be able to listen and feel or sense, so much so that there's a feeling eventually of maybe deeply in touch with oneself, but more like there's kind of maybe a sense of wholeness or radiance or presence here in this body that feels so good and satisfying to be part of. It's a very satisfying feeling to be this way. So that's a long way of wanting to introduce you to a word, a very important word in Buddhist meditation that could easily be misunderstood. And that word is seclusion. The Pali word is viveka, which more literally means separation, to separate, be separated apart from. The idea is to be secluded from the busyness and activity of ordinary life, and so we can be in touch with ourselves, so we can allow something deeper to well up inside. And then as we kind of do that, to separate ourselves from or distinguish within us the impulses we have that are healthy and unhealthy, the impulses that are the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions, the motivations we have, that, that's not really where I want to be. That continues to keep me fragmented, separated. But this other direction, this other way of being and thinking, I feel more connected and whole. And so then we become, the traditional language, secluded from the unwholesome motivations that we have, unwholesome kind of impulses we have. And so the movement from the crowds into the meditation room where it feels so good to be settled gets replicated in meditation as meditation deepens, not automatic, where the same kind of way we become secluded or separated from the busyness and activity and the crowdedness of the mind itself. And we begin to recognize the mind's capacity to be more peaceful and calm or whole or unfragmented. And so to kind of recognize, oh yeah, that's good. And to feel how satisfying that is, how nourishing it is and healthy it is to become, in Buddhist language, secluded from the unhelpful, the unhealthy impulses, scatteredness, racing of the mind, and be able to be in touch with ourselves. Just like maybe in coming into a quiet place, getting in touch with your body, to get even quieter, getting in touch with some of the depths of your heart or your mind. So here we are at IMC for this morning, and it's meant to be a place of to cultivate this kind of satisfying and nourishing and very rich thing that we sometimes call seclusion. And you might consider this about this separation, this seclusion, this settling in and finding a shelter from the storm by really dropping in and being here. And especially kind of to ride on the seclusion, the whatever quiet that's here in this building, if we're here meditating, not being so social and talking, to see if you can replicate that in your own mind where you're not so busy having conversations in your mind or discursive thinking in your mind, but you gravitate, you feel your way, you sense your way to the place inside that is a quiet, still place. That's not a shutting down, but actually a reclaiming of some sense of wholeness, or reclaiming a sense of goodness, or a place that feels richer for yourself. And if what I'm talking about makes no sense to you, seclude yourself from this talk. Thank you.